Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Shabbos daf Kuf Chav Dalet. We left off on daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We are at Amar Rabbi Chanina B'Yemei Nechemya Ben Chakalia, which is about six lines from the end of the page. Last word on the line is Nechemya. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander in honor of his wife and children. It's also sponsored with Chusur for Shalema for Mayor Yosef Ben Yita by his children and grandchildren. And it's also sponsored by Shragi Brill, Li'ili Nishmas, his brother, Yona Leib Ben Tzvi Hirsch, Alav HaShalom, on the conclusion of the Shloshim, the Neshama Shavan Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very much for the sponsorship. So first thing we're going to do is we're going to continue to discuss the Inyanim relating to the history of Muktzah, and we're going to specifically identify four different Mishnayos that there's some controversy at which stage in the history of Muktzah these Mishnayos were introduced, these Mishnayos were taught, because the Halachas changed at different times. Hitiru v'chazru v'yit as we discussed yesterday. Then the Mishnah on Amud Aleph is going to introduce us to a shita of Rabbi Nechemya that's somewhat cryptic, and the Gemara is going to discuss that Rabbi Nechemya is certainly teaching us something about Kli Shemalachta Leheter. But what is it Rabbi Nechemya is telling me about a Kli Shemalachta Leheter and its potential Muktzah status? Then the Gemara is going to have a stira whether we make Zeros in general of Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. Do we ask for certain things on Yom Tov Atu Shabbos because they're Asr on Shabbos? We have a stira whether we do or we don't, and the Gemara is going to have two answers to that stira. And then on Amud Beis, the Mishnah is going to talk about being metaltal shivrei kelim. Do broken kelim always have a status of muktzah? What is the status of different usages of broken kelim? So let's begin. Again, we are on Daf Kuf Chav Gimel Amud Beis, and we are at Amar Rabbi Chanina. So the Gemara goes back to discuss the brice that we mentioned before, that originally all kelim were aser betiltal, meaning originally they came down really hard with the yisur muktzah, that everything was aser. There were no heterim, letzaruch kufa, letzaruch makomo, none of this. Everything was aser. Some Rabbi Chanina b'yimei Nechemya ben Chakalia nishnas mishnazu. This mishnah was taught in the days of Nechemya ben Chakalia, meaning that that din, that all kelim were aser, was instituted during that time. This, of course, is Nechemya, who came up from Galus Bavel during the time of Ezra, and he wrote Sefer Nechemya, because it starts, the Sefer starts, Nechemya, Perek Aleph, Pasuk Aleph, Divrei Nechemya ben Chachalia. So it's very explicit that it is the words of Nechemya. So there's no discussion about the authorship of Sefer Nechemya. So b'mei Nechemya ben Chachalia, nishnas mishnah zu, d'chsiv, because by Nechemya, after he comes up from the Galus, he has to return to Bavel to be Omid Lufnei HaMelech, and when he comes back to Yerushalayim, he says, Bayam Mahim Arisi, Bayehuda, Dorchim Gitos, Bashabas, Umaviyim Arimos, and the Pasuk continues, although the Gemara doesn't quote it, va'om simala chamorim va'afyayin anav mutenim v'kal masu mevim Yerushalayim b'yom haShabbos, meaning he describes rampant chilul Shabbos. So and he gives them musar for it, and he's misakin takanos to prevent them from further chilul Shabbos. So the point is, he felt it was time for a gzera because of the rampant chilul Shabbos. He felt that there was a need to come down very strong and make new gzeros related to Shabbos. So that's where the original Isser Muktzah, which was all inclusive, was originally made. So Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar just comments, okay, but we have four Mishnayos or Brisos, three of them are Mishnayos, one of them is Brisa, that we have to discuss at which point in the history of Hilchus Muktzah these Mishnayos were taught. We have Kanin, Umaklos, Glustra, Umaducha. Those are the titles of these four Mishnayos, and we'll get into what they are. Kulam Kodem Ataris Kelim Nishnu. These were all before they started being Matir, being Metaltel Kelim Litzorach Gufam. Meaning originally, even Litzorach Gufa, you weren't allowed to be Metaltel, a Klisha Mlachtel Isser, or even a Klisha Mlachtel Heter. So this is before they were ever, the three of them are Mishnais, Kanim Akolz and Glustra, and the Brisa of Maducha were before the, what we mean before the third Heter. But some of them were Mamish at the very beginning, even before they were ever matir klisha mlachta leheter letzoruch gufo. So what are these Mishnayos? So it says, well, let's take one by one. Kanin ditnan, the Mishnah of Kanin is the Mishnah that describes setting up the lechem apanim on the shulchan in the Beis HaMikdash each and every week. Los, it's a Mishnah Menachos, los sidra kanin velo niti lasan doches haShabbos, setting up the kanim that they would put on the marach of the lechem apanim between the chalos. They would put these boards in between them, or these poles rather, in between them, so the placing of these poles, neither the placing of the poles nor the removing of the poles were docha Shabbos. Just like an Erev Shabbos, you would take the kadim from the old chalos. On Shabbos, you would remove those chalos and you would put new chalos on without putting these kadim in between them. They would only place these poles in between the loaves on Motsa'i Shabbos. So these kadim are klisha melachto leheter. There's no issur that you do with them. It's klisha melachto leheter to place poles between the loaves of bread, between the loaves of lechem apanim. They're not bread, they're lechem apanim, which were matzah, and already in the first heter, they were matir to be metaltal, klisha machta lehetal, l'tzorach gufam. So there's no Isra Shabbos over here. So it must be that this Mishnah was taught before that heter, and that's why we don't move these poles at all. We don't use these poles in the Mikdash on Shabbos. Second Mishnah, maklos. What's the Mishnah about the maklos? The Tanan, because when the Mishnah talks in Maseches Psachim about skinning of the carbon Pesach, maklos dakin chalakin hayusham. They had these poles or these boards that were very smooth. And when erev Pesach was chal on a weekday, umanichal ksefa v'alkasiv chaveru v'tola, they would have the one end of the board hanging on put on your shoulder, and another one on the other guy, on the guy standing across from you on his shoulder, and they would hang the carbon Pesach over that, and then umafshit, and then they would pull off the skin of the Karban Pesach, meaning there simply weren't enough tables in the Beis HaMikdash for everybody to get their own table to be mafshit the Karban Pesach. So they had to improvise. They had to come up with a way. There weren't enough hooks to hang the Karban Pesach on. So they had to come up with a way where the Karban Pesach could be in a spot where it could easily be skinned. So they would just have two people stand across from each other, have a board go between one guy's shoulder and the next guy's shoulder, put the animal hanging from that board, and then pull the skin off of the Karban Pesach. Amr Blazer Abba Asr Shchalios B'Shabbos. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, then you're not allowed to use these makalos. So what do you do? Maniach Yado al Kasev Chaver V'Yad Chaver al Ksefo V'Tolo Mafshit. Instead of having a pole or a board that goes from your shoulder to the other guy's shoulder, you put your arms across and then you hang the Karban Pesach on each other's arms. And that's how you mafshit the Karban Pesach. That's how you skin the Karban Pesach. So what do you see? These makalos are klisha melach to leheter. So why does Rabbi Elazar say that you're not allowed to be metal to them? Oh, must be that this was taught before the Mishnah that was matir klisha melach to leheter. The Achronim point out that even though Hafshata is an Isser, it's a malacha, but since Shchitas HaPesach is Docha Shabbos, that's called the klisha melach to leheter, because it's meant not for stam skinning animals, it's meant for skinning the Karban Pesach, and all elements of the Karban Pesach are Docha Shabbos. That would qualify as Malach de Leheter. There is a discussion in the Girsa in this Mishnah. We have Amar Rebbe Elazar that is the Girsa, but in the Gilyon on the Gos V'Tzionim, he's Magia, and he says Rebbe Elazar Omer, and like the Girsa of the Mishnah, which is the Girsa of the Mishnah Pesachim. So the Karanora says that yes, we know the rule. The Rashbam writes in Masach Pesachim, there's a difference between a Girsa of Amar so and so versus so and so Amar. When it's Rebbe Elazar Omer, it means that he disagrees. When it's Amar Rebbe Elazar, it means he's just adding, but he doesn't disagree. So Karen Orr points out, according to the Girsa of Amar Rabbi Elazar, the Chum do not disagree. The Chum also say the Chum were only talking about a weekday. So Rabbi Elazar just adds, oh, and what about Shabbos? But according to the Girsa of Rabbi Elazar Omer, so that's only that's only Shittas Rabbi Elazar. But the Chum disagree and are matir the tiltal of the makalos even on Shabbos. So the Rishonim already raised the question: what about the fact that ain't shvus b'migdash? So why are we applying these isurim derabanan? So this is a derabanan of mutza. So even though there's no shvus b'migdash, Tosos points out that nevertheless not all shvusim are the same. There are certain shvusim that are noig b'migdash, and we find that when they saw a tzorech to be gozer a shvus, they were gozer even in the migdash. So here also, since there was such a zilzal in Hilchas Shabbos, Nechemya saw such a terrible zilzal in Hilchas Shabbos, he thought that it was worthwhile to make a very strong shvus, a very strong Yisra Muksa, that's going to apply even in the Mikdash. That's what Tosas writes, that's what the Ritva writes. The Ritva then adds, there's a mitzvah min HaTorah of the Sidur HaKonim by the Lechem HaPonim. Nevertheless, the Chum are allowed to be Oker Dov min HaTorah b'shevi al taseh, not to put the poles in, because that's how serious the issue was in terms of the Chil Shabbos, the rampant Chil Shabbos that was going on in the days of Nechemya. So far we've had two of the four Mishnayos that we are identifying as having to have been taught prior to the heter of Muktza, prior to the original heterim of Muktza. Then we have Glustera. What's the case of Glustera? It's a Mishnah Maseches Kelim. If you have Neger Shiyesh Barosho Glustera, you have a bolt that keeps a door locked, that has a ball at one end of it. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Rabbi Yeshua says you're not allowed to be metaltel it. Rather, shomta min a pesach zevet tali b'chaver b'shabbes. You have to sort of drag it around to move it from one door to another door on Shabbos. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, areu kikol kelim metaltel b'chatzer, that it's like any other kli and you're allowed to be metaltel in the chatzer, and therefore you can move it from door to door through the chatzer. Now this is a kli shem lachtel heter. It's just a door lock, and when you are metaltel to put on another door, it's a tiltel l'tzorach gufo. So it's a klishem lachtel heter l'tzorach gufo. You would think it would be great, and already in the very first level of heter, such a we were matir klishem lachtel heter l'tzorach gufo. So why does Rabbi Shua say that you gotta drag it? It tiltel is not. It must be that this was taught before the original heter. This was taught at the original stage of the gezerah. Tosus points out that even according to that, you could ask what Rabbi Tarfon means when he says at that time all kelim were usher. So what does it mean? It's like all kelim, meaning if we're saying that it was before the original heter, all kelim are muktzah, all kelim are usher. So what does Rabbi Tarfon mean? So Tosfos explains, he means like kol kelim that you have a constant need for, like kosos, ka'aros, those things were mutzah b'tiltel even before ataras kelim. Meaning Nechemya's original gzera was not as broad as you think it was. It wasn't that every kli under the sun is automatically muktzah. There were certain kelim, forks and knives had to be used, right? You had to use them on Shabbos, so you had to eat. So there were certain kelim that are constantly used that were not included. That's what he means. It's like kol kelim, those kelim that were not even included in the original level of the gezerah of muktzah. And then the final one, meducha hadamaran. That's a brisa we already had yesterday, that we don't allow the tiltel of the meducha, the mortar that crushes the besamim, for a tashmash of heter, like to sit on it, even though it's a klishim lachtel iser, which you're allowed to use l'tzoruch gufo. So it must be that this was taught before all the heterim were introduced. This one didn't have to be taught before all of the heterim were introduced. This one could have just been taught before that heter of a klishem lachtel isur l'tzaruch gufo was introduced, but it was certainly taught before we got to the understanding of muktzah as we have it nowadays. So that's Rabbi Lazar's ha'ara. That Rabbi Lazar says, I found these four mishnayos that talk about a certain isur, a certain level of isur that no longer exists, and therefore these must have been early before these heterim were introduced. Amar Rabbi says, Mimai, how do you know that that's the case? How do you know historically that's true? Maybe all four of these were taught after they were already Matir Kelim. And I'll go through each one, what the Svara was that ta'asu them. Kanim time am I, what's the reason that they put the Kanim on the Shulchan in the Mikdash in the first place? Mishumi Apushe. It was only there to prevent spoilage, meaning you have these hot loaves of matzah, thick, tefach, thick loaves of matzah, and we're concerned that if you pile them one on top of the other without any airspace between them, then they're going to get moldy. They're gonna turn bad. So we put some poles in between them just to provide some airspace so that it can cool off. So b'hai porta lo mi'apish. But the amount of time that it takes from the time you put the new lechem apanim on the shulchan until Shabbos is over is not enough time for it to spoil anyway. So there's no great need to put these kanim there anyway, and therefore there was no tzorech to move these kanim on Shabbos, and that's why you're not allowed to be metaltel them on Shabbos. They're not even the tzorech kufam. You don't really need them. You could do without them. It's interesting because the lechem apanim themselves, normal bread, if you leave there for many hours, the heat will go away and it will harden, and whatever spoilage would have happened by then. But the lechem apanim was miraculous bread. It worked differently. It's also interesting that the lechem apanim, what was miraculous about it? It never spoiled. They would take it off a week later and it was still soft, which, you think about it, it was matzah. The dough never rose, so it was tefach thick matzah. You know, hard, it must have been like a brick, but it wasn't, because it was a miracle. The dough never rose on those on the lechem apanim, and nevertheless it remained fresh and it remained soft. So you would think that you don't have to worry about spoilage anyway. What do they need these kanim in the first place if you have these miracles? But ain't some chenal nes. So we do things without relying on a miracle. Then maklos, what's the case of maklos? How could it be after we were already matir the kelim, and yet we still have to use our arms to skin the carbon pesach on Shabbos. So efshar k'rav lazar, it could be that the reason the maklos are not considered a real tzorech is because there is this other possibility to use your arms, meaning you have another eitzah. So what do you need to be metaltal in the maklos if you could just use your arms? And glustra, what about the door lock? K'drabiyanai, dam rabiyanai, b'chatzar sheinu mu'revis askinan. The Mishnah's talking about where there's no eruv in a chatzar, meaning when you have a lot of houses open to the same chatzar, the chum do not allow bringing a kelim from houses to the chatzar unless you make an eruv with all the houses together. But even in a chatzar sheinu mu'revis, you're only not allowed to take out from the houses to the chatzar, but kelim that were in the chatzar when Shabbos started, you're allowed to move around within the chatzar. So the Mishnah Malkusra is talking about a door lock that was put, that was in the door when Shabbos started, and it was in the entranceway of a house. And the whole question was, is that called in the house, or is that called out of the house in the chatzar? If it's in the house, you're not allowed to bring it from there to the chatzar. If it's already considered to be out of the house, it's already in the chatzar, so you can move it around all you want. So Rabbi Shua Savar, Rabbi Shua holds, that's considered in the house, and therefore, if you move it around the chatzar, you're taking house kelim out into the chatzar. That you're not allowed to do without an eruv. And Rabbi Tarfon Savar, then no, in the doorway is considered to be outside already in the chatzar, and running the chatzar b'chatzar kametaltel. So all you're doing is you're moving around chatzar kelim within the chatzar, and there's no isser in doing that. So it turns out that the whole side isser of moving this bolt is only because of tiltal b'chatzar sheinu mu'revis. It's not a din in muktzah at all. So this isn't a discussion about muktzah when it comes to that mishnah. This is about tiltal b'chatzar sheinu mu'revis. And what about the brice of madocha that to use it for a tashma shel heter, so it could be even after we were matir kelim, Rabbi Nechemya hi. And this brice is simply assuming, like the sheet of Rabbi Nechemya, which we're about to explore, who holds that you're not allowed to be metalta l'kli for anything other than its originally intended purpose. Rabbi Nechemya has a much more strict view of muktzah, that anything other than its originally intended purpose, you're not allowed to use a kli for. So if you're metalta for a tashmish heter, that's not a tashmish hamiyuchad, it's still not going to be okay. So the maducha, even if you're using it to sit on, which is a harmless enough thing, but that's not what it was meant for. It was meant to crush besamim. So it's not its originally intended purpose, and maybe that's why it's going to be aser b'tiltal. Okay, now says the Mishnah, kala kelim l'talim l'tzorech v'shalo l'tzorech, Rebbe Nechem yomrim l'talim l'tzorech. All kelim, the Mishnah is very vague. All kelim could be moved, both l'tzorech and shalom l'tzorech. But Rabbi Nechemya says, no, only l'tzorech. What kinds of kelim? Klishim lachta l'isr, klishim lachta l'heter, tzorech wa, tzorech gufo, tzorech makomo, mecham l'tzorech. What are we talking about over here? So my l'tzorech, umay shalom l'tzorech. What does the Tana mean when it says l'tzorech? What does it mean when it says shalom l'tzorech? Amar Rabba, l'tzorech dover shem lachta l'heter, l'tzorech means davar shel nachta leheter letzorach gufo, and shelo letzorach means davar shel nachta leheter letzorach makomo. So the Tanna Kamma is telling me, if you have a kli shel nachta leheter, things that do not do malacha, things that are regular kli shel nachta leheter, a chair, you're allowed to move it letzorach gufo and letzorach makomo. That's what the Tanna Kamma is telling us, but not mechamel itzel. That even a chair, you're not allowed to move just to protect it, to get it out of the sun, because you think it's going to get ruined in the sun, or the sprinklers are going to turn on, so you want to move it away from where the sprinklers are. It's outdoors or whatever, and you want to protect it, or it's going to rain or whatever, and you want to remove it. V'davar shem lachta le'iser, but when it comes to kli shem lachta le'iser, that's not included in the heter of our mishnah. The rules are there are going to be l'tzorach gufo in l'tzorach makomo lo. That you're only allowed to move l'tzorach gufo, but not even l'tzorach makomo. Not even if you need the space that kli shem lachta le'iser is taken up. V'as Rabbi Nechemya le'meimer comes on Rabbi Nechemya, and he's mechadesh afilu davar shem lachta le'heter l'tzorach gufo in l'tzorach makomo lo. That he's so machmir that even a kli shem lachta le'heter, you're not allowed to move l'tzorach makomo. Only l'tzorach gufo. So I'm like Rava says to Rava, l'tzorach makomo shelo l'tzorach harisale. Wait a second. How do you define define the words shelo l'tzorech as being tzorech makomo. Tzorech makomo, you're going to call shelo l'tzorech? Isn't it by definition l'tzorech? It is tzorech. It's tzorech makomo. Ela amar Rav, Rav says you're misunderstanding the entire Mishnah. Here's how the Mishnah reads: l'tzorech dover shel nachta laheter bein l'tzorech uva bein l'tzorech makomo. L'tzorech means you're allowed to move a kli shel nachta laheter whether it's tzorech uva or tzorech makomo. Shelo l'tzorech v'afil mecham l'tzel. And shelo l'tzorech tells us that a kli shel nachta laheter, you're always allowed to move, even mechamel itself, even to move it just to protect it. V'davar shem nachtel l'isra l'tzorach gufa l'tzorach mekomo in, mechamel itself lo. But a kli shem nachtel l'isra is going to be more chomer in that you can't move it mechamel itself. This is the halacha as we know it, that a kli shem nachtel l'isra, you're allowed to move l'tzorach gufa, l'tzorach mekomo, just not mechamel itself. Whereas a kli shem nachtel l'heter, you're even allowed to move mechamel itself. So it's interesting, kli shem nachtel l'heter is a broad discussion. Does that mean that there's no such thing as klisham nachta l'heter? I mean, klisham nachta is just not mukta. There's no din of mukta. Klisham nachta, you're allowed to move the tzorach kufa, the tzorach makomo, mecham l'tzel, so you're always allowed to move it? Or does that mean, no, no, there is an isra mukta called klisham nachta l'heter, it's just that you're almost always allowed to move it. But if it's not to protect it, and it's not because you need the place, and it's not because you need it, you're just stop moving it. So then it would still be mukta. What would that, like, there's discussion posting, can you like fidget with your fork and knife when it's on the table and the meal is going on and on and on? So can you say you have like a nervous thing, can you just fidget with the kelim? So if that's, if you say that kalisham lachta laheter is a real category of mukta, l'chara, that would be a problem. If you say that it's not really a category of mukta, then it would not be a problem. Even if you say it is a real category of mukta, it could be that that's called the tzarechol, so that it calms your nerves. Who knows what you would say if you didn't have something to calm your nerves as you're sitting there and waiting. So it keeps you entertained in the meantime. Okay, so that's so davar shem lachta l'isra l'tzorach gufa l'tzorach makomo in, but mechamel itzel lo. And va'asa Rabbi Nechemya l'meimer, and the Rabbi Nechemya comes and teaches according to Rava's understanding. Va'afilu davar shem lachta l'heter l'tzorach gufa l'tzorach makomo in, mechamel itzel lo. The Rabbi Nechemya says I'm more machmir about kli shem lachta l'heter that you're not allowed to move. So now we have these two versions. We have Rabba's understanding of our Mishnah, which is more restrictive, and Rava's understanding of our Mishnah, which is the way we generally paskin. They were all sitting and they were saying, Rabba's understanding of Rabbi Nechemya is that you're not even allowed to move a kli shem lachta l'heter l'tzorach mekomo. That hanika aros, heichim et hazlinan. So how do we take plates off of the table at mealtime? How do we know? And everyone does it, right? After we finish eating, we clear the table. These are kelim shem lachta l'heter, and it's not a tzorach gufo. You don't need them anymore. It's only tzorach mekomo. You're just trying to clear the table. So isn't that a violation? So amalu Rav Safra mididava agraf shalri. Because by that time, by the end of the meal, they're disgusting. And you're allowed to move disgusting things out of the way because that ruins the environment and the atmosphere of Shabbos. The kash is only asked on Rabba, who asers according to Shita Shem Nechemya, Tiltul Tzorach Makomo by Klisha Melachta Leheter. Rava allows the Tzorach Makomo, so it's not a kasha about Tiltul Ka'aros, so you're allowed to be Metaltal on the Tzorach Makomo. The Rishonim, however, point out, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Ran, that you see from here that any, that whatever you're Metaltal the Tzorach Makomo, We don't say that once you're misalik it from its place, so okay, so now it's not on the table, so drop it. So just get, you know, so now you can't be metaltal it anymore. No, we don't say that you can take it off, that you have to take it off the table, and then the second it's off the table, just drop it, because it's tiltal muksa. No, apparently, once you're being metaltal at tzorach makomo, you can put it wherever you want, meaning once you have it already in your hand, and you're already being metaltal it, so then you could place it wherever you'd like to place it. The Rishonim also point out, Why do they not ask, even according to the Chum, who disagree with Rami Nechemya, how you can move the Ka'aros from the Shulchan before they were ever matir the Gzeiros Kalim? Meaning, certainly at some early stage, it was all Usser. So how did they clean their tables then? So how come they don't ask such a kasha? So the Bach suggests that according to the Chachamim, any Kli that's Iker Malachta Leheter was never really Usser. And that's what Tosfos writes on Kufchav Gimelim Beis, that Ka'aros Uchadome, that have a base Kibul, They're like the three kelim that were never asered to begin with, so it would never be a kasha in the first place. Okay, says Gemara, Amalei Abayi l'Rabba. So Abayi says to Rabba, l'mar alibid Rabbi Nechemya, according to your understanding of Rabbi Nechemya, How do they move plates? They already answered that. That chevra that we just quoted already answered that. It's like graf shel ri. They're dirty dishes, so you're allowed to move them. Abayi then challenges Rava. Maducha, the kli that they would use to crush the garlic with, im yesh bashum. We said if there is garlic in it, metaltal, so you're allowed to be metaltal at agav the garlic. Vim lav, ain't metaltal, so but otherwise you're not allowed to be metaltal. It's a kli shem lachtal iser. Now, according to Rabbah, I understand very well, because even with Tzoruch Makomo, you're not allowed to move a Klisham Nachtel Isser. But you, Rabbah, you say a Klisham Nachtel Isser is Mutal Tzoruch Gufo, and it's Mutal Tzoruch Makomo, so why can't you move the Maducha? It's at least Tzoruch Gufo or Makomo. Sachamayaskin and Mecham Litzel, you're right. With Tzoruch Gufo Makomo, you can. When it says that you're not allowed to move the Maducha, it means to protect it. It means Mecham Litzel. Say, Isfe, so he has Abayas Vaiter on Rabbah, that it says in the Brisa by the Machlokes b'sham v'silim maseches beitza, whether you're allowed to move an eli on Yom Tov, the thing that they would pound the meat with, so or the v'shavin she'im kitzev lav basa, that if you already did your cutting of your meat, you already butchered your meat, sha'asa l'taltalav, that you're not allowed to be metaltal it. So you see from there, klishon l'achtalis, you're not allowed to be metaltal even with tzoruch makamo. So he says, no, same answer. Hachanem, mecham l'tzel, we had that yesterday already also, that's only mecham l'tzel, and therefore it's going to be mutter. Aye, so they ask the Gemara, Vahaditan, in Sumchnes, a Kedera Bibakas, Vahim Bedelis, Vabakas, to be Yom Tov, Dovisham Nachtel, a Heteru, Salmud, Dovisham Nachtel, Heter, Bainsorach, Makamo, Asr, that the Mishnah says in Mesechus Beitza, you're not allowed to support a pot with a piece of wood on Yom Tov. Now, a piece of wood on Yom Tov could be used for firewood. Your Havar is mutter on Yom Tov, the Torah Chachal Nefesh, and even Shalot, Torah Chachal Nefesh, because of Mitoch. So a piece of wood on Yom Tov is not Mukta. It's something that's Malachtel the Heter. So why is it that we have a problem with using a stam piece of wood to support a door or a pot or something on Yontif? So says Mar Hasa Maitaima. You know why it's also over there? Kevan the Bishabis Tov Shemalachtel the Iser who be Yom Tov Gzeir be Yom Tov Atu Shabbos. Since on Shabbos a piece of wood is a Tov Shemalachtel the Iser because it's used for firewood. You're not allowed to make fires on Shabbos. So on Yontif they made Gzeir Atu Shabbos. V'chitem Shabbos Gufa Tishri, but shouldn't be Mutar on Shabbos as well. The davar shem lachtel iser with tzoruch gufal tzoruch makom shari, but because even if it's something that's malachtel the iser, piece of wood can only be used for firewood, so it's malachtel the iser. But on Shabbos for malachtel the iser, you're allowed to be metaltel tzoruch gufal tzoruch makom. Says Mar Hani mili echadi ikatoris kli alav a kli shem lachtel the iser, you're allowed to move the tzoruch gufal tzoruch makom. But stam a davar shem lachtel iser, that's not a kli. No, that you're not allowed to move even with tzoruch gufal. Hecha deleka toras kli alav lo. If it doesn't even have a status of a kli, then it would not be mutter. So Asemus points out that when it comes to a davar shem lachtel heter, you're allowed to be metaltal even if it's not a kli. So that's why the anyantif we're saying that it should have been mutter, right? The Gemara is saying the anyantif really moving this piece of wood should have been mutter to support a pot or to keep a door open, to hold the door open or something like that. It should have been mutter anyantif. The only reason it's also anyantif is atu shabbos. Why should it be mutter anyantif? It's not a kli. Elamai, when it comes to something that's malachta laheter, it doesn't have to be a kli. The idea that it's only by malachta laisr that you say that something needs to be a kli in order to have the heter of tzoruch gufo or tzoruch makomo. So says the Gemara, umikas rinan. Wait, do we make zeros that things are going to be asra and yantav just because they're asra on Shabbos? Vatanan, but we have a Mishnah that the Maseches Beitza Mashil and Peros. Derech Aruba b'yomtuv, you could take fruits that are drying up on the roof and take it down through the Aruba, through the skylight on Yomtuv. Avalo b'Shabbos, but not on Shabbos, which is more chamer than Yomtuv. I thought the halachas always have to be the same, and we're going to make zeros of Yomtuv onto Shabbos. So says Mar, well, umi lo gazrinan, but I'll point out to you a place where we did make a gzera. Vatan in bin yomtov shabbos alochal nefesh bilvad, that all the halachas of yomtov and shabbos are the same except for alochal nefesh. Sounds like we make gzeros all across the board. So it's a stira mishnayis whether we make a gzera of yomtov atu shabbos or not. So answer number one says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yosef lo kasha, ha Rabbi Eliezer, ha Rabbi Yeshua. It's machlokas Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, whether we make a gzera of yomtov atu shabbos. Why? Ditanya, we have a brisa that should sound familiar. Also vespino, if you have a behema and its offspring, that the Torah asks shechting on a single day, shenafel bar, that fall into a bar, and you're afraid that they might die in the bar, and you want to get it out of there on Yom Tov. But if you take them both out, one of them you don't really need for Yom Tov, so it's a tiltel shalol tzara. Korach. So what do you do? Rabbi Elazar Omer Malas Harishon Al Menasa Shochto V'Shochto V'Hashen Yosel Parnasa B'Mekoma B'Shvil Shalei Yamos. Take one of them out, shecht it. That one is perfectly fine. You're allowed to do that. And the other one, you have to just drop food in there and hope it survives. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Malas Harishon Al Menasa Shochto Eino Shochto Umar Malas Hasheni. And then Rotsa Zeh Shochet Rotsa Zeh Shochet. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, take one out. Say, maybe I want to shecht this one, so I'll take it out. And then say, maybe I don't want to shecht the one I took out. Maybe I'll want to shecht the one that's still down there. And you take that one out. And then you can choose which one you want to shecht. So Rabbi Lazar is not matir a tirchan yom tov because of hefsin mamon. And therefore the Tana that says, ein ben yom tov the Shabbos, ela ochel nefesh bevad, must be gone like Rabbi Lazar. Whereas Rabbi Yeshua is matir tirchan yom tov because of hefsin mamon. So the Tana that allows lowering the peiros on yom tov because they might get ruined and does not allow it on Shabbos, apparently holds that way. Holds like Rabbi Yeshua. So that is the machlokas, says Mar Mimai. How do you know that's the machlokas? Dilmat kan lokam Rabbi Lazar also. Maybe Rabbi Lazar in the Brice of also Spino only says you're not allowed to take the second animal out, Eladav Shalafanasa. Because yeah, Lafarnasa. You have another option. You can feed the animal while it's down there. But if there's no other way to save your money, like in the case of the peiros on top of the roof, that if you don't take them down from the roof, it's going to rain, the peiros are all going to get ruined. So, lo, maybe he would adaser, maybe he would say that's mutter. Maybe Rabbi Shua only holds his opinion by Yosef Aspinot to get both animals out of the bar to Efshar Baharama. Because you can make such arama and say, oh, maybe I will use both animals, maybe I will use this animal, maybe I'll use that animal. But in the case of Mashilin, of taking the peiros down from the roof, there is no arama that you can do. It's tam, tircha, to take the peiros down from the roof. There's no way to make a arama that makes it look like you're doing a malacha of heter. So lo, maybe Rabbi Shur would not be matir, because it's clearly not l'tzarech yomtov, and you're going to be mezalzel niyasa malacha of yomtov. And therefore, there's no raya that the Mishnah of Mashilin and the Mishnah of Ein Ben Yom Tov the Shabbos are totally the Machlokas, Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Shua, and therefore we're back to our original Kasha. We have a Stira. On the one hand, we have the Mishnah about lowering peiros from Derech Aruba on Yom Tov, but not on Shabbos. We're not goes to Yom Tov on the Shabbos. And then we have the Brisa of Ein Ben Yom Tov the Shabbos, Eloch Alev Shbulvad, where apparently we are goes to Yom Tov on the Shabbos. Say, Elav Rapapa Lo Kasha. It's not a Stira, says Rapapa. Answer number two. Habe Shammai, Habe Silo. It's actually Machlokes Be Shammai, Be Silo. How so? Ditan, we have Mishnah Masechet Beitza. Be Shammai, Omer Mein, Motzi, Nesak, Kadim, Asulo, Lesef, Torah, Lush, Shosor, Abim, U Be Silo, Matirin. Be Shammai says, you're not allowed to take a Katan, a Lula, Lesef, Torah, out into Rosh Hashanah, and Yom Tov, because there's no Tzorah, Chochel, Nefesh, in doing so, and Be Silo allows it, because Mitok, Shotro, Tzorah, Chochel, Nefesh, Utrami, Shalom, Tzorah, Chochel, Nefesh. So according to Be Silo, just like Hotsa, Shalom, Tzorah, Chochel, Nefesh, Mutter, Midar, Raisa, and Yom Tov, so too when it comes to Tiltal Shalol Tzorach Chochel Nefesh, the Chum never made a gezeira to aser it on Yom Tov like they did on Shabbos. So they're the ones that teach us the Mishnah of Mashilin, that there's a difference between Yom Tov and Shabbos. And Beis Shammai is the one that teaches us the other Mishnah, that ain't been Yom Tov Shabbos, Ela Ochel Nefesh Bilvad, because they're not matir on Yom Tov anything more than they're matir on Shabbos. So says Mar, wait, Eimer Shammai Beis Shammai, Hotza'a, Tiltal Mishammai Beis Shammai maybe said this about Hotza'a, that we equate Shabbos and Yom Tov. But as far as Muktzah, do we equate them? So it says, "Mar tiltul gufei lav mishum hotzahi isn't tiltul on account of hotzah that they only were gozer the isra of tiltul because of the isra of hotzah because the beginning of hotzah always starts with a tiltul. It always starts with picking something up, with moving something. Hotzah is then violated when you move it to a specific location from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, Dal Ramos in Rosh Hashanah, or whatever. Va'af Rav Savla lahad the Rav. Rav also agrees to Rav. Dama Rav, because Rav said that certain type of shovel or something, which klishim lachtel iser shelo yiganev zeu tiltul shelo tzarch, to protect it, to move it where it won't get stolen. That's tiltul shelo tzarch va'aser. So taima shelo yiganev avul tzarch kuvul tzarch makom mutter. Sounds like only if you're moving it to protect it, it's aser. But to move a klishim lachtel iser tzarch kuvul tzarch makom is going to be mutter. That's like Rava said. So says Mar Eini, is that really so? Rav Kana ikle be Rav v'amra isel leshus lekana leisavale. Rav Kana once visited Rav. And he said, bring me a trap, the thing that they use to trap animals with, but I just want to use it as a chair to sit on. So, lav l'memra, d'dover shem lach t'liyis, l'tzorach kufu in, l'tzorach makom alo. Why do you have to explain that I want to use it to sit on? It must be because he held that you're only allowed to use it l'tzorach gufo. So you have to explain, don't worry, I'm using it l'tzorach gufo, I'm not using it l'tzorach makomo. So you see l'tzorach makomo is aser. So it says, well, no. Hachi amalu, shkolu shusa mekami kahana. Take it, he wasn't saying, get me a trap to sit on. He was saying, get this trap out of the way so I can sit. Meaning it was l'tzorach makomo. V'ibay say, mahasa mecham l'tzel hava. Or it could be that it was a situation of mecham l'tzel. And that's going to be aser by eklishim lach l'iser. Rav Mari Baruch al havalei ahibe sadyusa b'shamsha. Rav Mari Baruch al had certain cushions or pillows that were out in the sun on Shabbos, and they're a klishim lachta leheter. So also came to Rava, so he came to Rava Amalei, malu tzutlinu, can I move them? So Amalei Shari, he said, yeah, it's a klishim lachta leheter, you're allowed to move, mecham l'tzel. Isli achrini, he says, but you know, I have other pillows that I could use. Chazul Orchid, he says, yeah, but maybe you'll have guests and you'll need more pillows. Isli namil Orchid, you have no idea how many pillows I have. I have enough for all the guests also. So Amalei Galisa Adaitach, the Karabba Svirilach, you're trying to tell me that you hold like Rabba, that you're not allowed to move a klishim lachta leheter mecham l'tzel to protect it, and that you need a real tzorech gufo for it. Lukuli am l'shari l'didach asr. Good, you want to hold like Rabbi, you could hold like Rabbi. So for you, it's going to be asr, even though I hold that really klishim lachta leheter, you're even allowed to move mecham l'tzel. Amar Rav Yabar Amar B'chib Rashi Amar Rav Machbedu shel milsa, that these shmatas that are made out of begadim and they use them as like a tablecloth. Mutal tatlam b'shabbos avol shel tamara, but those machpedos that they would make out of palm branches that they would sweep the houses with, lo. Then you're not allowed to be metal to them. Reb Lezer Omer Afshal Tamara, that even the ones made out of palm branches. So Ma'eskin, what are we talking about? Ilim l'tzorach gufo l'tzorach makomo. If we're talking about tzorach gufo l'tzorach makomo, b'halei merav shal tamara lo. Rav is going to say that it's usher to be metal to them. V'arav k'rava svirale. V'arav holds like Rava that a klisha b'lach to l'iser is allowed to be moved l'tzorach gufo u'makomo. Ela mecham l'tzel. Must be that we're talking about moving it to protect it. Well, b'halei merav Lezer Afshal Tamara. Reb Lezer is going to say that it's mutter if it's b'shal tamara. Everyone agrees that it's also to be metaltel klishim nachtel iser mecham l'tzel. Says Rav Yehuda mecham l'tzel ema v'chein amar Reb Lezer. There is no machlokas. Reb Lezer also agrees that it's mutter metaltel mecham l'tzel and that shal tamara is aser, and he doesn't disagree on Rav. Now a new mishnah. Kol hakelim nitalim b'shabbos. All kelim can be moved on Shabbos, but shivrayan kol hakelim hanitalim b'shabbos shivrayan nitalim imahen. Any kli that can be moved on Shabbos, the broken versions of those kelim can also be moved. If they break, you're still allowed to move them. Oblavachiu osin me'in malacha, as long as they're still usable for some malacha. Shivrei areva, a broken bowl, l'chas benes piachavis, you can use it to cover the opening of a barrel. Shivrei zechuchas, broken pieces of glass, l'chas benes apach, you can use to cover an oil jug. Rabbi Yehuda, oblavachiu osin me'in malachton, that it's not good enough that you have some usage for them, it has to be a usage that's similar to their original usage. Shivrei areva, lots of l'tochan mikveh, it has to be that you could put something in them, and if it was a bowl, the shel zechuchis and broken glass kelim, lots of l'tochan shemen, it has to be that you could put some oil in them. Amar Rav Dimar Shmuel, machlokas shenishbru me'erev Shabbos. This all machlokas is only if they broke on erev Shabbos. Demar sover that Rabbi Yehuda holds me'in malach ton in me'in malach acheres lo, that only if it could do something that was similar to its original malacha. Umar sover the Tanakam holds afil me'in malach acheres, even if it could do something different. Aval nishbru bish Shabbos, but if it breaks on Shabbos, divrei kol mutar, and everyone's going to hold that it's mutar, hol mechonon al gabei avien mutar, since the kli that it started out as part of when Shabbos started is not muktzah, so the broken pieces of it aren't going to be muktzah either. The Gemara is assuming right now that there's no such thing as an isser of nolad. Most of Rav Zutroi masikin bekelim ben masikin b'shivrei kelim. The Brisa tells us that you're allowed to use kelim as firewood, but not shivrei kelim on Yom Tov as firewood, because they're muktzah apparently. Well, when did they break that these broken kelim are muktzah? Elim adinishbru meir of Yom Tov, they broke before Yom Tov started. Say etzim bialmaninu, they're just regular wood. Elav b'Yom Tov, must be that they broke on Yom Tov. V'katani masikim b'kelim, they masikim b'shivrei kelim. And apparently, when they break on Yom Tov, they become muktzah, and you're not allowed to use them. So because they were not meant when Yom Tov started as firewood. So it's like a brand new kli. It's nolad, and it's going to be aser. So how can you tell me that everyone holds that if something breaks on Shabbos, that it's going to be mutter? So Eli Itmar Hachi Itmar. You want to say, you got to say it like this. That Amar Rav Yehuda Shmuel Machlokas Shenishbru B'Shabbos. Demar Sover Muchanu Mar Sover Nolahu. That the Machlokas is only when it breaks on Shabbos. Is that something that's Muchan Agav, the original Kli? Or do you say, no, now it's a brand new entity and it's Nolad? Aval Me'erev Shabbos. But if we're broken Erev Shabbos, Divrei HaKol Mutarin. Hol V'Huchnu L'Melachim Mibod Yom. Since they were already before Shabbos, they were already designated for this malacha. Tani chad masigim mekelim and masigim shiver kelim. V'tani idach shem shemasigim mekelim kach masigim shiver kelim. V'tani idach ein masigim lo mekelim v'lo shiver kelim. We have three brises about what you can use as firewood in Yom Tov. One brisa says yes kelim but no shiver kelim. Another brisa says just like yes kelim so too yes shiver kelim. The other brisa says neither kelim nor shiver kelim. So how do we reconcile those three brises? Says Gemara, simple. Ha Rabbi Yehuda, ha Rabbi Shimon, ha Rabbi Nechemia. The first brisa that allows being masuk with kelim and Yom Tov, but not shiver kelim, is like Rabbi Yehuda, who allows being metaltel kelim for any sort of tzorech, but does not allow tiltel dover muktzah and dover anolad. So shiver kelim are out. And the second brisa that says that you're even allowed to move shiver kelim is Rabbi Shimon, who has this very limited version of what the yisur muktzah is. So he doesn't ask for shiver kelim because it's not muktzah. And the third brisa that asks being metaltel even kelim goes like Rabbi Nechemia. Remember, Rabbi Nechemia is the one that says you're not allowed to be metaltel kelim for anything other than the tzorech hamiyuchadam, for their original purpose. And this is not their original purpose, to be used as firewood. Okay, Bez Hashem, tomorrow we'll have some catching up to do, but we'll pick up Bez Hashem from Amar Rav Nachman. Everyone have a great day.